And over that first 2 days, we worked tirelessly, really, to work out how this had happened. Were we dealing with a cyber criminal? Were we dealing with, you know, the typical things that people think of, like Russia or, you know, organised hackers somewhere else in the world? And within probably about, you know, 24 hours into the investigation, we soon realised that this was not necessarily somebody from the common places that people associate with cybercrime. It appeared to be somebody more local. So pulled on that thread that we had, that, you know, that little bit of information, and we've managed to determine that this attack had originated from the home address of Georgeson, who's obviously been convicted today. This couldn't have come at a worse time, to be honest. This is middle of the COVID-19 pandemic. Education severely disrupted already at that point. So as a result of that, we had, you know, every member of staff, every student, unable to essentially do their, you know, their job or actually learn. And it was really, really impactive against their, you know, day-to-day business. The sentence awarded today, 21 months imprisonment to obviously Georgeson, you know, is an important reminder to anybody out there that may be sat at home, involved in the fringes of cyber criminality. Obviously think twice about it, because people like myself and others around the country and around the world will ultimately come and pursue you and find you and, you know, prosecute you for those offences if you are committing them. Cybercrime is drastically underreported, and no doubt there'll be businesses listening to this broadcast at some point, and they may well have already been a victim to a cyber attack. And we find that not a lot of businesses report incidents to us. And I would just urge any member of the public or any business that is a victim to anything to do with unauthorised access to any of their online social media accounts, email addresses or computer systems in businesses, just report it to us, because there's so much stuff we can do to support victims of cyber attacks. And that's something that we want to be doing more of. And we quite frankly want to be even busier than we are already.